This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The state of Illinois is launching a fund that's designed to strengthen infrastructure and resources for Illinois' reproductive healthcare ecosystem. The Prairie State Access Fund, in partnership with the Michael Reese Health Trust, is meant to ensure continued access for both residents of Illinois and those from across the country seeking abortion care. Ameya Pawar is president and CEO of the Michael Reese Health Trust.
The fund is designed to complement, not replace, the vital work of abortion funds, Planned Parenthood, and direct service providers, with the idea of bringing more dollars into the system, not competing for them. Just as philanthropy invests in hospital systems and safety net providers, we need reproductive health clinics to be seen the same way, as essential safety net infrastructure.
Pawar says Illinois is now serving nearly 1 in 4 people nationwide who must travel for reproductive and sexual health care. He says this new fund will hopefully ease the unprecedented strain on providers and communities across the state by delivering the support organizations need to sustain care and respond in real time. Missouri's minimum wage increase is now in effect as 2026 begins. A voter-approved change, supporters say, reflects rising living costs and workers' needs statewide. Workforce leaders say the change reflects rising living costs and could help retain workers, reduce reliance on public assistance, and strengthen the state's labor force. The state's minimum wage is now $15 an hour, up from $13.75 last year. Clyde McQueen, president and CEO of the Full Employment Council, says the pay increase also sends an important message to Missouri workers.
I think it does set a threshold for people throughout the state that makes us more competitive and lets people know that we see them as employees, as our workforce, that we must be able to help them meet the needs of a challenging economy.
At least 19 states, including Missouri, have increased minimum wages for 2026, affecting over 8 million workers. Illinois' minimum wage will remain $15 an hour for 2026, as the scheduled yearly increases under the 2019 law concluded in 2025. This is WSIU.